नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय माया की जय व्यापी वैकुंठ लोके
पूर्णैश्वर्य श्री चतुर्व्यूह मध्ये रूपं यस्योद्भाति संकर्षनाख्यं तं श्री नित्यानंद रामं प्रपद्ये I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsana in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation.
Maya sithe vyapi Vaikuntha Loke purnai sajje sri chaturbha madhe rupam jasya udbhati sankarsanakyam tam sri nityananda ramam prapadye. So, identification of Nityananda Prabhu. He is the second Sankarsan also. The first Sankarsan, Vasudev Sankarsan, Pradyumna Aniruddha, four quadruple expansion of Balaram. Then from Sankarsan, first Sankarsan, the Narayan, 400 Narayan, that is the next expansion. And again from Narayan there is another quadruple expansion, second Sankarsan, Vasudev, Pradyumna. So the second Sankarsan also is expansion of Nityananda Ram, Balaram. So where is this Vaikuntha Loka? It is rather important to inquire, because we cannot calculate even this material world, what is the length and breadth of this universe. This is only one universe. This is called Mayik Brahmanda. Mayik means shadow is existing on account of the real. Therefore it is called Maya. Just like the example is in your country, in the window there are many nice modern beautiful woman standing, or a man standing nicely dressed, but that is not real man or woman, that is shadow. That is called Maya. This is the example of Maya. Maya means it is not fact, but it appears like fact. That is called Maya. Another example is just like the mirage, water in the desert. Actually there is no water, but it appears that there is water. The foolish animals, they run after this water, but there is no water. Simply running after will-o'-the-wisp, phantasmagoria. So, every one of us in this material world, hankering after happiness. Everyone is trying to be happy. But it is like the same that there is no water in the desert and is still the foolish animal running after it. So this whole material creation is like that. The creator of this universe, Krishna, he says, Dukkhalayam asasatam. This is the place for suffering and you are seeking after happiness. Just like in the prison house, it is the place for suffering. And if you want to be comfortable, this is called Maya. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bimura. The whole world is running after happiness, what is not possible. Therefore, they have been described as bimura, rascal. We sometimes use this word very frequently, rascals, and they become angry. But actually, that is the description. Rascals, all these so-called civilized men, they are not men even. They are all animals. But in the Shastra, they have been described as dipadapushu. They are animals. But they have got two legs, that's all. That is the difference. Animals, generally, they have four legs, chatushpad. But these animals are two legs, that is the difference. They're animals. Because, the same example, in the desert, there is no water, and the animal is running after it. Why he is called animal? Because he does not understand that in the desert how there can be water. Vidyapati has sung a song, Tatala Saikate Bari Bindu Sama Sutamita Ramani Sama. We are trying to be happy here in this material world. How? Sutamita Ramani Samaj. Sutta means children. Mita means friends. Society, friendship and love. Wife, children. Tata. So, one may say, unless there is no happiness, how they are struggling for this sutamita ramani samaj. So Vidyapati says, yes, there is happiness. Certainly there is happiness. Otherwise, why these vimuran, foolish people running after it? So he says that the value of the happiness is a proportion of a drop of water in the desert. Tatala saikate. Tatala means very hot. And saikate means sand. Those who have seen desert, they have got experience how it is intolerable during sunshine. Vast tract of land with sand. So naturally they require water. So, if somebody says, yes, I will give you water, and a drop of water, what is called? Proportionate tokum, it is called tokum. Yes, you want water, take this water, drop. What this water will do? This is desert, I want ocean of water, and you are giving me drop of water, what is well? So still we are seeking water there. Therefore, it is rightly said, tātara saikate bari bindu sama, bari bindu sutamita ramani samāje, dihāpatta kalatrādiṣu, ātma sainneṣu asasu api, pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapīna pasyati. Dehāpatta kalatrādiṣu, this body, deha. Apatya, children, kalatra, wife, adishu. With all these things, then again extend. From children, get them married, then again extension, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, grandson. In this way, we are increasing our so-called happiness, atma-shainyesu, and we are thinking that these surrounding friends, society, friends and love, nation will give me protection. In our country I have seen Gandhi's struggle so and hard for getting independence, thinking that we will be happy, but Gandhi himself was killed. So this is called Maya. You try to understand Maya. Maya means where there is no happiness, no fact, and still we are struggling for it. This is called Maya. Try to understand what is Maya. Maya sukhaya bharamus bhavatu vimura, Prahlad Maharaj. Actually, there is no fact, and still we are struggling for it. The whole universe is like that. Even you are situated as Brahma, or you are situated as an ordinary, insignificant ant, this struggle for existence is going on. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that these rascals, they are struggling for existence, for happiness, which is not possible in this material world. And beyond this struggling atmosphere, a material world, maya otite, otite. Otite means beyond. Maya otite, vyapi vaikuntha loke. There is another world that is also informed in the Bhagavad Gita. Para tasmat bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. There is another bhava. Bhava means nature. Just like this is nature, we have got experience, the maya, maya nature means here our main aim is to find out happiness. That is because we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha, Krishna, So we are also minute. Sat-chit-ananda. Our existence is like that. But because we are very small, therefore that quality, short, becomes sometimes extinguished. The example is displayed, the spark of the fire. It is fire. A spark from the fire falls on your body. As soon as it falls, it will burn that small point-like place. So it has got the same quality, but as soon as it comes out of the fire, it becomes extinguished. No more fire, it is carbon. Again take it and put it in the fire, then again it is fire. So our position is like that. We are actually of the same quality, Sat-chit-ananda. So our falling down in this material world from Krishna means we lose our identity of eternity. It becomes covered, just like the same small spark. It is fire, but it is now extinguished. Cinder, there's a coal cinder. So long it is with the original fire, it is also burning. But if you take it and keep it aside, then it becomes ashes. So this is our position. And we are struggling here. We have lost the fiery quality, and still we are trying to be fire. This is called Maya, existence. So there is another word, that information is given here. Mayatite vyapi. Vyapi means very extensive. This whole material world is one fourth of Krishna's expansion. One fourth. And that Vaikuntha Loka is three fourths. So that word is called vyapi. Vyapi means very extensive. We cannot calculate even this material existence. It is only one fourth. Now, how it will be possible for us to calculate the vyapi Vaikuntha Loka? Vyapi Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means being, means without, and kuntha means anxiety. So Vaikuntha Loka means there is no anxiety. There is no anxiety. Here, we are full of anxiety in this material. Even big businessman who has got enough money, he will find he is in anxiety. He is always thinking how this business will go on, how this maintains. So many men. I have seen it, that our printer, Dayanapur, the president, when we, for the temporary, we stopped our business, he was full of anxiety. Now they have agreed to reduce 10% more than any printer. Why? He was full of anxiety. This is the fact. So don't think that very big businessman or one who has got enough money, he has no anxiety. Anxiety there should be. This is the place of anxiety, kuntha. Prahlad Maharaj pointed it out that Tatsadumanni Suravatadehina Sada Samudvigna Dhyam Asatgraha. Here in this material world, where is there? The Brahma is also anxiety, full of anxiety. Indra, Prithu Maharaj was sacrificing 100 times, and Indra became very much anxious. That if Prithu becomes so great, then he may occupy my seat. So he wanted to put hindrances so that he may not fulfill so many yajnas. So everyone is anxious in this material world, Maya. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to take a person or all of them from this Maya to Vaikuntha. That is the Krishna consciousness. To save the living entity from anxiety and bring him to the platform of no anxiety. That is the difference. From anxiety to no anxiety. That is the greatest gift to the human society. Everyone is full of anxiety because he is in this material world. He must be full of anxiety. So here the information is given. Maya tite vyapi vaikuntha loke. There is another atmosphere, another nature where there is no anxiety. No anxiety. Kalpavrikha lakha vriti su suravi ravipalantam. Here we are keeping cows, but no milk. Angel. Thousands of rupees spending and no milk, powder milk. You see, this is the position. Full of anxiety, all right. So you cannot be free from anxiety in this world. Therefore, in this life, in human form of life, you can understand by cultivating knowledge from the Shastra, from Guru, and from saintly persons, what is the position, what I want, why I am full of anxiety, how it can be mitigated. So, therefore, this information is given. Vaikuntha loke. Back to home. Jadgatyana nivartante taddhamam paramam mamam. The Krishna consciousness movement is the only endeavor where by becoming Krishna conscious, you become transferred from this Maya to Vaikuntha. This is the person. Maya chite, beyond this Maya, there is another kingdom where there is no kuntha, Vaikuntha loke. And there is management. As here, there is management. The king or president or ministers and so many things. There is also management, but that management is conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personal. Here, the president or king manages whole thing, and therefore the ideal manager or the executive head is a person who is a saintly person and devotee. That is one. In politics also, there is need of devotee. The devotee, the politician, they first require to understand Krishna consciousness. If they actually want to do good to others, if they remain like animals, it is not possible. Then whole world, the people, will suffer. That is the position now. There is no standard ruler. A ruler must be representative of Krishna. Then everything will. Just like Maharaj Yudhishthira. Maharaj Yudhishthira was representative of Krishna or Lord Ramchandra. He was God Himself. Such executive head needed, not these rascals. Then he'll never be happy. Simply by hook and crook, you select some rascal president. He'll never be happy. He must be Krishna Himself or Krishna's representative. Then people will be happy. Imam Rajar Sayogi, they are thinking that the Bhagavad Gita is meant for some parasites. They are doing nothing and they are indulging in reading Bhagavad Gita and living at the cost of others. They are thinking like that. But actually, the ruler should be the well-conversant student of Bhagavad Gita. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Himangara Jarusayogi. It is meant for the saintly kings. Because if the king or the president understands Bhagavad Gita, he can make solution of all the problems. But he remains a rascal and there is no solution. They are simply fighting with one another. This politician is fighting with another politician. This is going on. This will never make us happy. Therefore, it is better to go away from this place and go back to home, back to God. Don't try to be happy under these rascals. It will never be possible. That is the instruction of all shastras. And therefore, now the question was, who is to be elected or accepted as the ideal king? Pranchudra Bhi Maharaj was asking this question. That is very simple thing. The Kshatriyas, there are two Kshatriya families, and still they claim one from the sun god and one from the moon god, Chandravangsa, Suryavangsa. In this material world, there are two Kshatriya families. Kshatriyas are meant for ruling over. So, everything is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So you have to select ruler from these two dynasties, actually. Himangarajasayogi. You have seen the picture drawn by our artist. Krishna is instructing the sun god. Himangurvasati yugam pratyaman. So, Vaikuntha loka, he is there. There is no problem. But you can make this Maya loka, also by into loka, by spreading Krishna consciousness. The same quality. Just like iron is iron, but you can make it fire. How? Simply putting it into the fire. Gradually, warm, it becomes red hot. At that time, the iron is no longer iron, it is fire. Similarly, if you can propagate Krishna consciousness constantly, then by spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, you can make the whole world Krishna conscious, and then it will be Vaikuntha. The same example. You put the iron rod with the fire, and it becomes hot, hotter, and then red hot. When it is red hot, then it is no more iron rod, it is fire. Anywhere you touch, it will burn. So our Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. Increase Krishna consciousness and there will be no more kuntha, no more anxiety. People are trying to be anxiety-less. And that is only possible by this movement. Put always in touch with Krishna. And the method is very simple. Hare Krishna. That's all. If you keep yourself in touch with Hare Krishna, we have already been known as Hare Krishna people all over the world. Hare Krishna people. So increase this population, Hare Krishna people. And it will go good. Thank you very much.